Chapter 1. Winter Operation. Limited Offensive.
At least send us stuff designed for Norton. Are we supposed to cave in one another's skulls with our frozen weapons like it's the Stone Age? This is no joke.
Screamed by Lieutenant Colonel Tanya von der Gurachov upon the arrival of snow. Late November, Unified Year 1926. Imperial Army's frontline area in the east. Salamander Kampfgruppe's garrison. A vast number of horses and vehicles are dropping off the cargo they transported. It's the arrival of the supplies we've been hoping for. I have to hand it to the supply unit, pulling off this superhuman feat despite the falling snow. The guys in the rear deserve praise for chipping away at this difficult job. Everything is being unloaded in an organized fashion and promptly turned over to the Salamander Kampfgruppe. The shipment includes not only food and ammunition, but cold weather gear, among other materiel necessary for a winter battle. For that in itself, I'm thankful. But humans always put themselves first. Commander of the Salamander Kampfgruppe, Lieutenant Colonel Tanya von der Gurachov, looks up at the gloomy sky, and a complaint slips out along with her sigh.
All this is for use in the home country.
Yes, Colonel. Cotton-padded cold weather gear is much too thin for winter in the Federation. The sight alone is enough to make her frown while she watches the brand new gear getting unloaded.
This is no good.
Tanya scans the receipt as her adjutant, First Lieutenant Serebryakov, nods awkwardly next to her. It's still essentially a list of things they don't have. In this ultra-practical wartime world, a major worry is how to obtain socks. To think that, driven to avoid frostbite though they may be, every single veteran officer from the lieutenant colonel on down would be worried about socks? The fact that Tanya had to rely on her connections to find any is a terribly unfunny joke. Thanks to General Winter, even the idea of holding training flights that are essentially trips to smuggle socks isn't beyond consideration. As far as Tanya has been informed, the Salamander Kampfgruppe is actually getting preferential treatment when it comes to